Every so often on WGLT, we try to bring you the story of an unsung community servant who is making Bloomington Normal a better place to be. It's a series we call More of That, Please. Susan Naber is a paraprofessional in Unit 5 schools. Naber was recently nominated for a National Education Award for her work setting young children with disabilities on the path to school success. Here's WGLT's Lauren Warnicki.
For nearly a decade, Susan Naber has supported the learning of Unit 5's tiniest students. Naber is a paraprofessional at Brigham Early Learning Center, a South Bloomington pre-kindergarten school for at-risk youth.
The teacher is the person who runs the program, puts the class together, has the lesson plans, is ultimately responsible for that child's learning. The paraprofessional assists that teacher and assists that student in learning and being able to learn in a school environment.
Naber works in a special education classroom supporting students with profound physical and cognitive disabilities. She is one of four paraprofessionals in a classroom of up to 8 students. In addition to meeting students' academic goals, Naber and her colleagues assist with their functional and social-emotional skills.
This is their first experience in a school setting when they're 3, 4, and 5. So we're really setting them up to be successful for the rest of their school time.
Naber's work was recently recognized by the Illinois State Board of Education. Naber's classroom teacher, Melissa Adams McCarthy, nominated her for the Those Who Excel Award, and she won. In November, Governor J.B. Pritzker selected Naber and Johnny L. Owens of New Trier High School in Chicago's North Suburbs as Illinois' 2 nominees for the RISE Award. That stands for Recognizing Inspiring School Employees and is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Education.
It's a huge honor. It's just awesome to be recognized for the work that we do. I think sometimes paraprofessionals don't get the recognition that they need. I know they don't get the pay that they need. They don't get the support sometimes that they need in the classroom.
Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona will select one person from the list of nominees for the nationwide prize.
Even though, you know, I may not win, I just hope that the recognition of it really helps the paraprofessional field for people to know how important it is in the school. Teachers could not do the jobs that they do without paraprofessionals.
Prior to her role at Brigham Early Learning, Naber spent 3 decades in the gymnastics field and previously owned a gym in Bloomington. After earning an associate's degree in early learning at Heartland Community College, Naber moved from the gym into the classroom. She uses her background to her students' advantage. Naber encourages students to take gymnastics lessons and has assisted coaches as a paraprofessional in group settings.
In a gymnastic setting where the kids are doing little obstacle courses and walking on balance beams, that really helps with their gross motor development. We also incorporate that in our own classroom. We have a little bar, we have a trampoline, we use balance beams. And so I take what I have done for 38 years and I do bring it into the classroom to help with their gross motor development.
The pandemic posed challenges for all teachers, paraprofessionals, and school-aged children. Naber says that 2+ years at home were especially difficult for the early learners.
I think our teachers here at Brigham did a marvelous job with what was available to them. And I think the kids learned as much as they could through that process. What I have seen since we've come back, though, are children who are not socially ready to be with other children because they were so isolated in their own homes. And now they're in a program where there are possibly 20 other children who also don't have those social skills. And so they're really struggling to share instead of just taking things because they don't really have not had that experience of playing with other children. So I've really seen a lot of that impact the kids now that they've come back to school.
Most of all, Naber considers her role as that of an advocate. She advocates for students, for parents, for teachers, and on behalf of her colleagues. She will soon act as bargaining chair on behalf of the Unit 5 Support Professionals Association, the labor union representing school staff, including paraprofessionals. Naber says it will be an uphill battle at the negotiating table if a tax increase referendum aimed at closing funding gaps in Unit 5 fails for a second time in April. But morale remains high.
We are so busy during the day that we don't really have time to think about the outside world and what happens.
Still, Neighbor says it is critical to educate the public about the goals of the referendum and how it might affect the work that she and her colleagues do.
I'm really hoping that the citizens of Normal who can vote for this will really think about the students and their staff that teach their children so that when we do go to bargain in late spring, early summer, we have something to bargain with.
That's Unit 5 paraprofessional Susan Neighbor and WGLT's Lauren Warnicke.